Chapter 2 Rhymes. I sat at my table very nice. Mrs. passed out colored paper for our invitations. Also, she passed out curly ribbon and lace and paste and bottles of sparkly glitter. Just as a reminder, she said, we do not paste glitter in our eyebrows, and we do not put lace up our noses. And above all, we do not glue curly ribbon to our heads and pretend that it's long hair. She looked at me. I squirmed in my seat a little bit, 'cause that woman had a memory like a hawk, I tell you. Finally, Mrs. went to the board and she picked up her chalk. On the inside of our cards, we're going to write a poem about graduation. Does anyone have any ideas for the first line? My friend named Grace waved her hand all around in the air. Roses are red, she called out. Yes, whole redhead. Room 9. Roses are red. Mrs. smiled. She wrote it on the board for us. Okay, now what about the second line? She asked. Room 9 hollered again. Violets are blue. Mrs. wrote that line too. Very good, class, she said. Now, who can think of the third line? Maybe we should try to meditation something about graduation in this one. Does anyone have any ideas? A shy boy named Willem stood up next to his table. Graduation is here, he said, kind of nervous. Mrs. grinded real big. Excellent job, Willem. Excellent. She printed it on the board. All right. There is just one more line to go, she said. Let's try to make the last word rhyme with the blue. with the word blue, okay? She read the first three lines out loud to us. Roses are red, violets are blue, graduation is here. Room 9 thought and thought. Then all of a sudden, rhymes started coming from all over the place. My dress will be new, called Lucy. My dad's name is Lou, called Jamel Hall. We made it woohoo, called Linny. Just then, Polly, Ellen, Puffer spring right out of his chair, and he started laughing. His head of the zoo is poo. P-U, he shouted his loudest. And then all of room 9 laughed our heads off too. 'Cause P-U is the silliest rhyme we ever heard of. Mrs. clapped her hand, her mad hands together. Boys and girls, that's enough, she grouched. She hurried to Polly, Ellen Puffer's table, and she put him back in his seat. I do not appreciate that kind of behavior. Young man, she said, we're trying to write a nice class poem here. Polly, Ellen, and your rhyme was entirely inappropriate. After that, I tried to stop giggling, but that silly poem kept on staying inside my head. And then out of now here, another funny poem popped right into my brain, and I couldn't even hold it inside me. I quick jumped up on my chair. Roses are red, violets are blue, graduation is here, and your feet smell like stink, I shouted. After that, room 9 could not even control themselves again, 'cause that poem was the funniest thing they ever even heard. My teacher's eyes got big and wide at me. Junie B. Jones, didn't you hear a word I just said? She said, very enjoyed. Annoyed. Then Mrs. Hurley to my table, and she took me into the hall, and she pointed me straight to the office.